Speaker 1. I have chosen to include the painting, Two Women at a Window, by the Sevillian artist Murillo. Of course, there are many stunning Andalusian works of art that show the technical ability of artists of the region that I could have chosen, but I feel that this one really offers some insight into everyday life of the era, and that's why I wanted to select it. I find the composition and color scheme of the image absolutely fascinating, but the thing that I like most about it is how it really captures the facial expressions of its two subjects. You really feel like they are real people with real feelings and emotions. Speaker 2.
For me, one of the finest artworks to ever emerge from the Iberian Peninsula is the Old Woman Frying Eggs by Diego Velázquez. I just adore the composition of this painting. All elements seem to be perfectly balanced on the canvas. But I think the reason that it is such an essential addition to this book is because it shows the incredible technical ability that artists of this period mastered. The variety of textures and shades that Velázquez was able to capture is just incredible. I also think it's a fantastic illustration of how ordinary people lived at the time, what they ate, how they dressed, and how they looked.
Speaker 3.
Any book about Andalusian art must include something by the artist Juan Sánchez Cotán. Okay, so he only moved to the south later in his life and had already completed most of his most famous works by this time, but I think his real importance is in the influence he had on later artists in the region. I've chosen the painting, Quince, Cabbage, Melon and Cucumber. I just love this painting for its incredible realism and for the extraordinary way it captures light and darkness, but most of all because it's just so odd and uncanny. It's a still life that somehow makes ordinary fruits and vegetables seem incredibly dramatic, like actors on a stage or fighters in a boxing ring.
Speaker 4.
Even though Picasso spent most of his life outside Andalusia and didn't make paintings of the region, I think it is important to include a work by this Malaga-born artist nonetheless. I've chosen perhaps his most famous painting, Guernica, because I think it is such a dramatic image. Almost a century after it was painted, it is still so intense and shocking. It really gives us an insight into the insanity of war. There is a light bulb at the top of the image that sheds a beam of light across the image, illuminating the horror below. I think this is the thing I like most about the painting.
Speaker 5.
I've chosen End of the World's Glory by Juan de Valdés-Lille. It is simply unlike anything else by any other artist of the time, and that's why I had to include it in the book. I think it is an incredibly haunting image depicting the final judgment. The painting is dark, both visually and thematically, and the main areas of light are at the bottom, where the corpse of a man is seen in a state of decomposition, and at the top, where a hand comes down from heaven with the scales of justice. There is a sense of fear and macabre disgust to the image, and I think this is what especially appeals to me about it. It could easily be a scene from a horror film. I suppose in that sense, it seems ahead of its time.